Dreamscape presents A Victory Garden for Trying Times by Debbie Goodwin. Narrated by Nan McNamara. Chapter 1. Before winter comes each year, I plant my garlic. In late October, usually. Early enough to give the thread-thin roots time to poke out of each clove and anchor in the soil before the first hard frost stiffens the ground. But late enough so sprouts as delicately green as fresh peas won't prematurely shoot out of the earth on warm days, only to be destroyed when the killing weather descends. That year, though, I waited until November because the fall was warm, unusually warm, and I was worn out with worry. My routine's as off-kilter as climate change weather. Planting any kind of vegetable, a seed, a seedling, a clove, is an act of faith. Faith that there will be enough sun, enough rain, that disease, insects, and blight can be kept at bay long enough for beets to fatten in the soil, tomatoes to turn red and sweet, beans to multiply on poles, that we will be there to harvest them. But planting garlic in the fall, expecting it to survive the winter underground, and then to start transmuting one clove into a head of new cloves at the exact right time, takes a special kind of faith. Plucking fat new heads from the ground 8 or 9 months later is a special kind of victory. By the time I planted that fall, I'd had my garlic ready to go for weeks. 5 organic varieties from the local farmer's market.